Welcome to the Little Tokyo Little Podcast for September 2021. Hello there. Welcome back to Season 2 of our Little Podcast. My name is Scott Oshima, and I'm your host for the Little Tokyo Little Podcast, a special podcast from your Little Tokyo friends and neighbors, brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo. Today, we're celebrating the legacy of Biddy Mason, one of Los Angeles' cultural mothers and one of the first Black landowners in LA. Biddy owned property in Little Tokyo and is just one example of Little Tokyo as not just a historic Japantown, but a historic Black community and historic community of color. We'll hear Suzette Shaw share powerful words weaving Little Tokyo's Japanese American and Black communities together. Music from Margot and Radio Little Tokyo, Mia, and special guest Bill Watanabe sharing Biddy's story, and a special ukulele song with Chester. While we think about Biddy Mason, we also want to take a moment to feel the seasons changing. The ancient Japanese calendar has 72 micro-seasons. September includes rice ripens, dew glistens on the grass, the swallow birds leave, and thunder ends. Do you feel the seasons changing? Welcome, Suzette Shaw, with the piece, We Are More Than Neighbors, the historical history of Little Tokyo and the Black community. Suzette is a Black leader and advocate in Skid Row, and originally wrote this for Little Tokyo Service Center and Carol Zoe's zine, Rebuilding Our Community.
We are more than neighbors. The historical history of Little Tokyo and the Black community. 8 years ago, I was displaced from a struggling middle-class life to the community of Skid Row because I had no other place to go. Skid Row is a hidden shame behind the Hollywood glitz and glam, the high rises, high rents, trendy lofts, pricey eateries, and the nightlife of DTLA. Skid Row is also a community with more than just a geographical connection to Little Tokyo. There is this historical linkage. Skid Row itself being predominantly Black community, a Black community. It looks like the slave motherships were capsized here. According to the United Nations refugee camps, people living in Skid Row living in less than third world living conditions. Yet, during the Great Migration, Black people thrived throughout DTLA, including in Little Tokyo. Biddy Mason, a Black woman who was a former slave, was the ambassador of DTLA during the mid-1800s. San Pedro Street to 2nd Street to Azusa, which is now part of the plaza at the Japanese American Cultural Center, was said to be the first all-Black street in LA. With so much more Black history to consider, reflect, research, how empowering it would be if Little Tokyo was intentional with caring for their Black family members of Skid Row. If Little Tokyo were to embrace the Black community today by setting up economic development for our people, if Little Tokyo were to reverse redlining codes that were later put in place historically in LA, DTLA, and even in Little Tokyo, exempting Black people from home ownership, how empowering it would be today to create such things as housing, entertainment venues, and even a museum which honored our ancestors, such as Biddy Mason. 8 years ago, I came to Skid Row because I had no other place to go and no clear understanding of my Black female identity. We were taught Western civilization in school. It took my displacement to Skid Row to learn such Black American heroes such as Biddy Mason. Like a nomad, I never knew what I had. I was mad, sad. Today, I have a little more sense of my Black history. I have little more sense of my purpose. And for that, I am glad. Skid Row, from a woman's perspective, was birthed off the pain of me finding my gender equality voice as a womanist and empowerment of standing tall in my dignity for the equality of Black womanhood. We can no longer talk about equality and empowerment while continuing to enforce inequities. Suzette Shaw, United States of Women Ambassador. Suzette Shaw, 2020 Woman of the Year, Senator Holly Mitchell. Suzette Shaw, National Alliance in Homelessness, Los Angeles Representative. Suzette Shaw, poetess. Suzette Shaw, Skid Row resident. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Margot Morales, production manager for the JACCC. In honor of Madam Biddy Mason, I'd like to share a cut from my own collection of vintage 78 records. Here's Ella Fitzgerald singing A Kiss Goodnight.
Kiss goodnight is all right, but remember this, that a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. A kiss goodnight with a hug real tight is nothing short of bliss, and a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. It's an old custom for a boy and a girl to embrace in some secluded place. Little Mr. Cupid never could be quite so stupid as to do a turn about face. So it just ain't right to kiss goodnight and stop at 3 or 4, 'cause a kiss goodnight leads to a dozen or more.
Some of you might be wondering, who is Biddy Mason? Here is legendary activist, writer, and local historian Mia Iwatake to share Biddy's story. Mia is joined by a very special guest and dear friend of the podcast, Bill Watanabe, co-founder of our partners, Little Tokyo Community Council and Little Tokyo Service Center, and seriously, countless other Asian American organizations. Bill, alongside Mia, is also a member of the Little Tokyo Historical Society. Take it away, Mia.
Bridget Biddy Mason is an American Shiro. She was born a slave in Mississippi in 1818 and overcame tremendous odds to become one of the most prominent landowners in Los Angeles in the late 1800s. I had heard her name, but didn't really know about her life or what she had accomplished and what she represented, nor her connection to Little Tokyo. But one day, while I was walking through JVP Plaza on my way to JACCC with Bill Watanabe, he asked me if I knew who Biddy Mason was. "No, not really," I said. "Well, Bill is one of our best storytellers," so he began telling me about Biddy Mason and her connection to JACCC.
Whenever I come to the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center in Little Tokyo, and I see the Noguchi Plaza, I'm always reminded that this property was once owned by a woman named Biddy Mason. Biddy Mason came to Los Angeles sometime in the early 1860s as an enslaved person from Mississippi. She walked with her enslaver and a caravan of wagons all the way from Mississippi to Southern California. Her enslaver did not know that California was a free state, and so Biddy Mason petitioned to get her freedom and was able to be freed as a slave. My understanding is that her enslaver even tried to kidnap her and bring her back, but she was able to get away. This would, to me, make a great movie because it's such a great story. But Biddy Mason had a trade. She was a midwife. And so she continued being a midwife and made money and saved her money and started to buy property. And by the 1890s, Biddy Mason was probably one of the biggest landholders of real estate in downtown Los Angeles. She started the first AME church, the Fame Church, probably one of the most famous black churches in America today. She founded that church in her living room. She was very charitable. She supported a number of charities and helped people. There's a story of a time there was a big flood of the Los Angeles River, and many people became destitute. She provided groceries and provided help for those who had been negatively impacted by the flood. Biddy Mason could not even read or write, but obviously she was such a smart and capable person. And so when I see the JACCC Plaza, it is a testament to her ability to not only buy property and become wealthy, but it is a great story of a formerly enslaved person who really rose to the top here in Los Angeles.
If you want to be inspired, you can explore more of the fascinating details of Biddy Mason's life on the internet or at your local library or independent bookstore. Just imagine, if she were alive today, what a powerful advocate she would be for Black reparations. And for more background on the Noguchi Plaza, look back into the Rough Shinpo archives for Bill Watanabe's article, "The Amazing History of JACC Plaza," back in November 15th, 2014. For Little Tokyo, Little Podcast, this is Mia Iwataki.
Please enjoy another special ukulele song from our very own Chester Ike.
Futari wo yuyami ga tsutsumu kono madobe ni ashita no subarashi Shiawase ga kuru daro kimi no 輝き恋するこの胸は炎と燃えている大空染めてゆく夕日色褪せても二人の心は変わらない、いつまでも君はそよ風に髪を溶かせて優しくこの僕をしとねにしておくれ、今宵も日が暮れて時は去りゆくとも二人の思いは変わらない、いつまでも。
And that wraps up our Biddy Mason episode. Thank you to Suzette, Margot, Hirokazu, Mia, Bill, Chester, and of course, Biddy Mason, as we celebrate her 203rd birthday this past August. Please join us next month as we enjoy the fall harvest and all its bounties. Little Tokyo Little Podcast is brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo, and our generous funders, the Kresge Foundation and the Rotary Club of Little Tokyo. We are wishing you all health and happiness from our homes to yours. This is Scott signing off from the Little Tokyo Little Podcast.